to be sitting here if you fucking listen to me when I told you not to go. So who's really fucking calling?
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Natila. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance today?
Yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
And may I have the spelling of the first name?
C-E-S-I-R-E-E.
You said C-E-S-I-R-E-E.
D-E-S-I-R-E-E.
And the spelling of your last name?
V-A-L-E-N-C-I-A.
Okay, I have D-A-L-E-N-C-I-A. And what's a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
Can you repeat that one more time?
What's a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
661-512-9939.
Okay, I have 661-512-9939. Is that correct?
Yes.
And would you like to receive a text message of the ETA and the provider's information?
Yes.
Message and data rate may apply. And may I have the policy number?
73/637-132-495.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again for me?
73/637-132-495.
Can you say it a little slower for me? I have 73/637.
132-495.
Okay. All right, give me one moment to get your account pulled up. Okay, so I'm sorry, repeat that one more time because it's not, I'm not pulling it up.
Can you repeat that one more time?
I said, can you repeat that policy number one more time? I'm trying to pull up your account.
73/637-132-495.
Okay, I'm trying to pull your account up. Give me one second. Okay, let's see. It was going to be 8/6.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, I'm still here. I'm still trying to pull, get your account pulled up. Give me one moment. Okay, I'm gonna try to pull it up by your phone because I'm not pulling it up by the
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still trying to locate your account because it's not pulling up by the policy number. Oh, It's not pulling up. Okay. And can you verify the address on that account for me?
38616 3rd Street East Pondo.
Okay. And the vehicle that you're calling about today?
A 2005 Volkswagen Jetta. Gold.
And you said the model is a Jetta?
Yes.
And what's wrong with the vehicle that you're calling about today?
I have a flat tire on the side of the freeway, and it's my front front right tire on the passenger side.
Okay, flat tire. Do you have a spare?
No, that's the tire that popped was the spare.
Okay, give me one moment. So, are you calling for a tire change or you need a tow?
I need a tow.
Okay, I have some additional questions to ask. If they do not apply, just say no for me, okay?
Okay.
Does the vehicle shift out of park?
No.
It won't shift out of park?
Wait, yeah, it shifts out of park.
Okay, is it a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Is it a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard?
Four. It's a car. I don't know.
It's automatic. I mean, not automatic.
Is this service a result in an accident?
It's automatic. Excuse me?
Is this service in a result in an accident?
No.
And the car will shift into neutral?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. One moment, and I'm going to notate this. Will you be there when the tow company comes to tow the car?
Yes.
And do you have the keys with you?
Yes, I have the keys. But I do have two other people that are with me. Would they be able to go with me in the tow truck?
There's no guarantee that all of you will be able to ride.
Because it's three people in total, including me. And they don't have another way of getting home.
Yeah, there's no guarantee that the provider will allow you all to ride. I will have to ask the provider and get back with you all and let you know.
Can you repeat that one more time?
I said there's no guarantee that you all will be able to ride with the provider.
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
I don't know. She's on the phone. She's been on the phone with her insurance for the past, like, hour. I don't know.
I do apologize. We can only accommodate two passengers with the provider.
Only two passengers with the provider. So we can do the three?
No, ma'am. You won't be able to do the three. They only accommodate two. And it's no guarantee that the two will still be able to ride with the provider.
Okay.
So would you like to go ahead with the service?
Yes, that's fine.
So does anyone need to ride with the provider if they're able? But
excuse me?
So does anyone need to ride with the provider if they're able to? Or are y'all gonna try to find a way?
We're trying to see if we can find a ride there.
Okay. Okay. And what's the address that the vehicle is located?
Excuse me?
What's the address that the vehicle is located?
I don't know. I'm on the side of the freeway. There's no exit, no nothing near me. It's in Paris, California.
Don't get anything. Okay. Babe, don't get anything. Because she's going to get her parcel. No, she's getting it towed. Can you just listen? No.
Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Do you have your location on your phone?
It's an hour is really not that long.
Hello.
Yes.
Do you have your location on your phone? I'm going to send you a text message, and it's going to give me the longitude and the latitude so that I can map where you are.
Okay, and I told you. What do you want to fucking know? No. Yes, my location is on.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text message, and then you will tell me the longitude and latitude.
Yes, turn it back. My mom is on the way.
I got the text message.
Okay, what's the latitude for that?
Excuse me?
The latitude?
33.806560.
What?
And then the longitude?
I mean, I already told you she doesn't want it.
-11.7.234343.
Yes. What, Mom?
Okay. And on that freeway, do you see anything? Like, are you surrounded by anything?
I see trees.
There's trees.
And there's a Walmart right across.
A Walmart? Okay, okay.
Yes.
I see where you all are. And you said it's Paris, California?
Yes.
Okay, got you.
And then there's a bunch of other stores on my left-hand side. I'm
okay.
Not sure which
store. And you said you're right across from a Walmart, right?
Yes.
Well, it's not, it's across the freeway. We're on the freeway, but it's on the side, on the right
it's side. It's on the side. It's on my right side.
Okay.
It's in the shopping plaza next to Ross and I believe of Burlington.
Okay, across from a Walmart. You said Walmart is on your right side?
Yes.
Okay. It's also a high school right there. Is it a high school beside you? No, it's just the Walmart. Okay.
Is it or no?
No, there's no high school.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And where would the address that you need the car to be towed to?
38616 3rd Street, East Palmdale.
So your home address?
Excuse me?
You need it to be towed to your home address?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to get that mapped and located. And is this a residence or is it an apartment complex?
Residence.
Okay. All righty. Give me one moment. Does a 92-mile tow seem sounds accurate to you?
Excuse me?
Does a 92-mile tow sounds accurate to you? Are you 92 miles away from home?
Let me check. On my Google Maps, it shows that I'm 88 miles from home.
Yes, ma'am. You're only covered for $100, and you will have a out-of-pocket expense. So you're looking at a great deal of amount of money.
So I have to pay out-of-pocket to get my car towed?
Yes, you're only covered for $100. So the rest you will have to pay out-of-pocket.
How much does $100 cover on the tow? On how many miles?
Give me one moment. The hook rate is start at $75 and then depending on the provider, and then it's $5 per mile. But because of the greater deal of that tow, they're going to charge going there and coming back.
What is my insurance covering then?
Your insurance is only covering $100.
Okay. How many miles did you just say she had? For the $100 mark.
Okay, so you're out 82 miles away from our, so it'll be like 92 miles. But for those 92 miles, you're only covered $100.
But we're not 92 miles away.
And
is where I'm getting at. You're saying it covers 92 miles, right? We're under that 92 miles mark. So we're not fully comprehending what you're saying. You get me? Like you just said, it covers 92 miles. We're under that mark away from her residence.
Okay, between where you guys are now and the residence, is 92 miles. You said you're 82 miles, but
miles.
And then on our calculation, it would be 92 miles for the provider.
Okay, so where does the extra miles come from?
The extra miles is from going there and coming back.
Coming back where? I'm just trying to understand you a little bit more because you're confusing us.
So the provider would have to go 92 miles away, and then they would have to come 92 miles back to their home.
Right. So all together. So, what, it's $100 more, right?
You're looking at between $800 and $1,000 for that tow. But I can call and get a quote for you. And I can't guarantee that it will be done today because it's so far out.
Okay, never mind.